This goes to Dr. M-A, G like golf, H, L-A-K-E-L-I, D like David, Z like zebra, E. Fax 989-837-9205. Regarding Judy, middle initial L like Lisa Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N. Date of birth 12/2/1950. Dear Dr. Majlaklidze, however you say that name, M-A-G-H-L-A-K-E-L-I-D-Z-E. This is a follow-up visit for Ms. Hartman with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, Crohn's disease with chronic diarrhea and inflammatory arthritis. She is on biologic treatment and does have a GI specialist in Ann Arbor that she sees regularly for the Crohn's disease. She reports that February 14th she had labs done and her liver enzymes were elevated as well as the ALK phosphatase. AST was 111, the ALT was 353, and the ALK phosphatase was 268. She also was in the emergency department in January and had a UTI, and her creatinine was up to 1.97 at that time. She did not have pyelonephritis, but she did receive an IV with Rocephin and then was treated with antibiotics. She's not, and she believes that is generic Keflex that she took. She feels like she may still have a UTI, though. She's having urinary leakage and cloudy urine still and feels like she has to go frequently, so urinary frequency and dysuria. And she's just feeling generally tired. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Chronic diarrhea secondary to Crohn's disease. No blood or melena. No new medication changes per the GI specialist, not yet. No chest pain or palpitations. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. No edema. And her weight is 2 pounds down from her last visit in July of 2023. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. And is unchanged from her previous visit. She does receive Remicade, 100. She receives 200 milligram infusion every 8 weeks for the Crohn's disease. And physical exam, weight is 90 pounds, pulse 77, oxygen saturation is 98% on room air, blood pressure is 112 over 52. She's very emaciated and has very large amount of muscle wasting, it appears. She is able to get up on the exam table, though, without assistance, although she's very slow. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no flank tenderness, no edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done February 14th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.34. Estimated GFR 43, albumin 4.6, calcium 10.1, sodium 136, potassium 5.1, carbon dioxide 29, phosphorus 5.2, hemoglobin 12.0, normal platelets, and white count was 11.6. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. No progression of disease. 2, inflammatory arthritis with chronic diarrhea and now elevated liver function studies. She will be following up with her Ann Arbor GI specialist this month. Next, UTI with symptoms of ongoing UTI. We're going to check a urinalysis with urine culture and sensitivity. And she does have a follow-up visit with your office on Monday, the 26th of February, which she will be keeping. Hopefully we'll have the results of the urine back by that time, and if she does have a UTI, we can treat that before you see her. And the patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months for us. She'll have a follow-up visit in this practice in 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.